I'm Larry Michel, president of the Economic Policy Institute. Welcome to our forum today on executive compensation. We very much appreciate being able to co-sponsor this with the Center for the Study of Poverty and Inequality at Stanford University. And to start off, let me introduce Chris Weimer, who's the associate director there.
Thank you. So first of all, I just want to welcome everybody and thanks for taking your time out of your day to come hear our thoughts on executive compensation, or rather our panel's thoughts on executive compensation. As Larry said, my name is Christopher Weimer. I'm the Associate Director of the Collaboration for Poverty Research at the Stanford Center for the Study of Poverty and Inequality, which is a mouthful. But I, in my day job, am a sociologist who studies low-wage work, neighborhood environments, and family behavior. So my comments on executive compensation are going to be, I think, understandably brief. But before I turn it over, I just want to thank EPI, especially Larry and Christian Dorsey, for helping us sponsor and organize this event. And I also want to acknowledge the generous support of the Elfinworks Foundation, who helped make this event possible. And last but not least, I want to thank our very distinguished panel for coming out from various far-flung parts of the East Coast today to share their thoughts on where we should go in terms of executive compensation. First up, from left to right, we're going to have Alex Edmonds, who's Assistant Professor of Finance at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, my alma mater, and his primary research is in corporate governance and executive compensation. Second up, we have Jesse Fried, who's Professor of Law at Harvard Law School, which he joined in 2009, before which he was the co-director of the Berkeley Center for Law, Business, and the Economy at the University of California at Berkeley. And last but certainly not least, we have Robert Frank, who's a professor of management and economics at Cornell University, as well as a New York Times columnist and a jack of all trades when it comes to causes and consequences of social inequality and what that means for American families and American society. So why did we decide to co-sponsor this event? Why did we decide to hold this event? I'll just note a couple of brief facts. As most people sort of now understand, executive compensation has skyrocketed over at least the past 20 years. According to some recent estimates by Jay Lorsch at Harvard, the average CEO pay to the average worker pay was 44-1 in 1980. Now stands in 2007 at least, stood at 344-1. So just an absolute gargantuan increase. And at Zenith in 2005 stood even higher at 411-1. This is widely becoming seen as potentially problematic, especially in the current recession with high levels of unemployment, a lot of low-wage workers and middle-income workers struggling to get by and deal with the consequences of the quote-unquote Great Recession. And there's been no shortage of analysis trying to sort of unpack and understand why this takeoff in executive compensation has occurred. And what we want to do at the Stanford Center is sort of take a step beyond that and sort of move from the highest quality literature and evidence on the causes of this rise to really understand, well, what do we want to do about it? What should we do about it if we are to be concerned with the high levels of executive compensation? And so that's the question that we asked our distinguished panelists to address. And with that, I'll turn it over to Larry.